We are offline now. There are about 500 and there are about 600 devotees already come online and on Zoom. And whenever you are ready, we will go online on Zoom and also on YouTube. Thank you, Maharaj. So, we should go on the line. Yes, Maharaj, we are online now. Please commence your class.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Agyantimidandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatham Sahagana Raghunathan Vitham Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vithamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatharine
I'd like to read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12, Text Number 16.
Tasman naro sangha su sangha jata Jnana sineha eva vivrikina moha Harim tadiha kathana srutabhyam Labdha smritir yat yati param adpanaha.
Simply by giving up the association of worldly people and associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to pieces the illusory associations within the material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam. Thus one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead, even in this life. purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. To become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging and board so that they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home back to Godhead, even in this life. This verse, when it is understood in the context in which it was spoken, is deeply revealing and enlightening. It is spoken by Judd Bharat to a great king of the name Rahugana. Judd Bharat has just spoken before this particular verse about his life. He is remembering from two lives back, he was the King Bharat. Bharat Maharaj was in such an exalted state. He is the son of Rishabhdev, an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, a very prominent incarnation of the Lord. The Rishabhdev ruled over the world, and before he retired from his position, he instructed his sons. And those instructions are among the most important instructions in all the Vedic literatures. They encapsulate so much the very essence of all knowledge. And then he coronated his eldest son, Bharat, to be his successor, the king. There's a lot of talk in the world about succession, the importance before we leave behind our duties or give up our lives, we leave an exemplary legacy for others to follow. And as far as possible, to inspire others to take that role. And in this sense, the greatness of a person's life is very much determined by how we can inspire others after this temporary life is ended. Padam padam yad vipadam desham. In this world, there is danger at every step. Janma mritya jara vyadi. Birth, old, age, disease, and death are inevitable. Especially in the times we're living today, people of all ages are facing those last moments where they have to depart from their bodies. Sometimes we assume we will live to a very old age. And in the Mahabharata, there's a beautiful statement where a yaksha inquires from Yudhisthira Maharaj, what is the most wonderful thing in the world? And Yudhisthira Maharaj said, the most amazing thing in the world is people are dying all around. But still, everyone has the tendency to think that I will live for a very long time. The spirit in which he's speaking is the spirit of how sad and amazing it is that people waste so much of their time in life, because time is so precious. We do not know how long and how much time we have. What is the true purpose of life? Who really am I? Who is God, and what is my relationship? How can that relationship be revived? There are many goals of life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu extracted from the essence of the Vedas, Prema Pumartha Mahan, the Purushartha Siromani. The crest jewel of all goals of life is to love God. This is the essence of all religion. It's the very heart of Dharma. And it's our eternal nature. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai. This valuable human form of life that we have is a special blessing that gives us the opportunity to revive our love for God. And every moment of this life is a precious opportunity to cultivate that love. And the whole conception of Varnashram Dharma, according to our particular social duties and occupational duties, according to our spiritual ashram and varna, we integrate the purpose of life in all of our decisions, all of our choices of how we utilize our time. Time is precious. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Maharaj Katvanga. He was a great king. And when the demigods offered him a benediction, and he could have asked anything of this world, he only wanted to know, when will I die? I want to prepare myself. And they did the research and told him he would die in the next moments. And he took that as a blessing. He fixed his mind on Lord Narayan, on the Supreme Lord, and attained the supreme perfection of liberation. Sharanagati, he surrendered. He surrendered to God's love. When we speak about surrender or Sharanagati, really that is the deepest of all subjects. And on the path of bhakti, what are we really surrendering to? Krishna is the reservoir of everything that exists. He's the reservoir of pleasure, he's the reservoir and the source of all material and spiritual worlds. And ultimately, the entire material and spiritual creation exists to experience God's love and for God to experience our love. That is the ultimate purpose and ultimate meaning. Throughout the Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, this principle is given. Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. Krishna is the best well-wishing, loving friend of every living being. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakankshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. He's within our hearts. He's within the heart of every living being. Through his divine energy, he's all pervading in and between every atomic particle. God is everywhere. And the beauty of God's all-pervading existence everywhere is connected with his love when we understand that he is personally everywhere. Even the absolute truth's impersonal, all-pervading energy is an expansion of his personality. Krishna is aware of everything everywhere. And every living being has a very personal, unique form of God, the Paramatma, within our hearts. How many living entities are there when we consider all of humanity and all of the insect life and bird life and animal life and bacterial life? Wherever there's life, there's a jiva, there's an individual soul. And beside every jiva is the Paramatma, a personal form of the Lord that's existing forever just for us. Watching, listening, such love, no matter what we do, never leaves us. And yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. He descends into this world again and again and forms according to time, place, language, various aspects of dharma. Dharma, in one sense, is the expression of the spiritual path according to time, place, and circumstance. But the purpose of dharma and the goal of dharma is always the same. Sanatan dharma is to awaken our love for Krishna through the process of engaging in the very nature of our soul, which is loving service. Srila Prabhupada, he would often emphasize that without understanding, we are not these bodies, but we are eternal souls. We cannot really begin the path of true love of God, because that is the nature of the soul. That love is the supreme reality. God's love for every living being. And when we take shelter of the Lord, when we surrender to the Lord, we are surrendering in our faith in God's being our ever well-wishing, loving friend, father, mother. To take shelter of the Lord is to take shelter of God's love. To surrender to the Lord is to surrender to God's love. Rishabhdev was an avatar of the Lord who spoke essential instructions to his sons and then left for the forest. But before leaving, he prepared his eldest son, Bharat, to assume the responsibilities. And the primary responsibility for a leader in any field of life is to be an example through our words, through our actions, that will inspire and give clear direction for others to not only live in God's love, but to inspire others to live in that love. So Bharat Maharaj took that legacy of his father so seriously. He became such a king, such a great king, that the entire world was named after him. Even today in India, you know, the word India is a name given by the British, I believe. But the name, you know, throughout thousands and thousands of years is Bharat, named after a king who lived according to the principles of true Dharma. There's a beautiful history in Srimad Bhagavatam about his compassion, his mercy, his knowledge, his leadership, and the example he set. And part of his example was to show detachment from material position. Because sometimes, even as a devotee, we can become very attached to our position. Bharat Maharaj, following in the footsteps of his father and all the great kings before him, as soon as he saw that there was someone else, one of his children, who could take the role for him, he gave all those material responsibilities and took the responsibility of showing his example by retiring from the world. And he went to a very holy place in the Himalayan mountains, where he lived on the bank of one of the sacred rivers, the Gandaki. And there he performed such tapasya. And the Srimad Bhagavatam describes he was in such a state of a pure heart. He had so much love for Krishna. He was in a state of bhava, or divine love for God. Absorbed in meditation, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord in his own heart. And one day, a deer, a mother deer, was being chased by a lion just close to where Bharat Maharaj was sitting in meditation. And this poor mother deer was so afraid, she went to jump over the river. The lion roared with such reverberating volume that while she was over the river, she became so frightened she had a miscarriage. And the little baby came out and fell in the river. And when she landed on the other side, seeing her child helplessly drowning, she could no longer live. She just laid in the ground and died. Bharat Maharaj, as a compassionate devotee, he was seeing the soul in everybody. On a spiritual level, our progress is made according to how our compassion is not selective. Our compassion expands. Vidyavanaya, Sri Krishna tells that a truly enlightened person sees the soul, a part of God, in every living being, and feels compassion and wants to help according to our capacity. So somehow or other, he reached that little baby deer and took the deer out of the water. And now the deer was motherless. So Bharat took the responsibility of raising her. And he was so diligent as the mother and father of this little deer. And the deer was requiring so much of his attention. Gradually, his compassion was distracted from its true spiritual nature. To be compassionate to the body, mind, and soul of a living being is full compassion. But the tendency of this world is to forget the needs of the soul, because we cannot really give someone that we don't have. That is why, in the spirit of compassion, in our spirit of service to others, it is so important that we keep as a priority our own spiritual awakening. There was once a devotee who was doing such tremendous amount of service, but he was not giving attention to his own spiritual strength through hearing and chanting. And Srila Prabhupada warned him that you're doing great service, but unless you're hearing and chanting nicely, sincerely, and regularly, then you will lose the spiritual strength to continue. And actually, that's what happened. Srila Prabhupada gave us the example that our sadhana, our spiritual practice, is like the food that nourishes our spiritual strength. And in whatever we're doing, if we don't have spiritual strength, then it disconnects us from reaching another person's soul, from truly speaking and acting on behalf of God. So Bharat Maharaj, his compassion transformed into something relatively mundane because he compromised his own spiritual practice. And again, this is reverting to the concept of time. If he utilized his time to balance his spiritual practice with his compassionate service to this little deer. He would have not only enlightened that deer completely, but he would have remained spiritually strong. So when he died, he wasn't thinking of God, he was thinking of the deer. And God is so kind. He knew what a great devotee he was. He knew he was distracted. The Lord wanted to give him the greatest opportunity to perfect his life. So he took his next birth as a deer. But he had the full consciousness he had when he was the King Bharat. And he understood that how he made a mistake through prioritizing his time in the wrong way. So as a little deer, he always associated with great sages and saints who were living in the forest and hearing about Lord Krishna from them. And in this way, he blissfully spent his next life as a deer, totally absorbed in remembering God. And in his next life, he was born the youngest child of a Brahmin. And in this life, by Krishna's arrangement, he was so tuned in with Krishna's plan. And how Krishna utilizes a sincere devotee for his mission. He became Judd Bharat. He was fully enlightened, with full knowledge, ecstatic love for Krishna in his heart, awakened fully. Still, he pretended to be a crazy person. Uncoordinated and ignorant. He just wouldn't do anything materially the right way because he knew what it was like to be praised. He knew what it was like to be glorified. He knew what it was like to be the most expert, proficient, celebrated person on the planet because he was like that when he knows what it's like to have an entire planet named after you because of your greatness. And he understood how distracting those things could be. So he was teaching the world a wonderful lesson. We cannot imitate him, but we can take a good lesson from him. So he would just do everything the wrong way. He never harmed anyone. He was respectful to everyone. He was loving to everyone. But he was materially very uncoordinated. And now people made fun of him. His father and mother tried to do everything they could. They taught, they would teach him lessons of hygiene, and he would do it all backward. They would try to teach him studies, and he just, although he already knew it all before, he pretended that he just could not learn anything. So his father, you know, tried to do everything they could, but when they passed away, his stepbrothers, they just considered him useless. They considered him a blemish to their family. So what to do with him? just to get rid of him, they put him out into the fields. In the West, we say it's we say scarecrow, where you like put a straw. You take straw and make it look like a person to scare the birds away from eating the crops. Well, they just put him in the field and told him, you just stand here in this place and keep the birds away. And he did it. He would do whatever he was told. He was so humble. He was so gracious. He was everyone's well-wisher. And we read about some dacoits, some criminals. They saw him. He was actually very beautiful. He was a very handsome man. And they wanted to do a human sacrifice for the goddess Bhadrakali. And they kidnapped him. And he just, okay, whatever you want. And they brought him into the temple. And they chanted their mantras. They were about to, they had a big sword to cut off his head. And when they lifted the sword and were about to come down to sacrifice his body for the deity of Kali, Kali personified came out from the form of the deity and picked up the sword and cut off the heads of all the people who were going to harm him. And then the goddess Kali, the goddess of material energy, she bowed down to Judd Bharat. While the whole world is thinking he's a stupid, ignorant person, the goddess of Mother Earth herself is bowing down to him after protecting him. And then he went into the forest, completely absorbed in his love of God, pretending to be a person who had absolutely no social abilities. And that brings us to this verse today, where there was a king of the province that they were living. His name was Rahupana. He was being carried on a palanquin. The palanquin holders were walking with him, and one of them was injured. So for a palanquin, you need four people who are going to carry. Otherwise, it just doesn't work. Because obviously the king was on a very, very beautifully decorated palanquin. Very comfortable, very opulent. And they had to stop, and one of the leaders of the palanquin holders went out to the forest and found Judd Bharat, who was young, handsome, strong. And they brought him back. And the king ordered him, I am the king, you are my subject, you carry this palanquin. Judd Bharat, humble, grateful, peaceful, just agreed. And he lifted up the palanquin, and the four carriers walked together. Judd Bharat was, this is something that we should learn from this story. Sometimes we have a tendency to get it wrong, or let us see, incomplete. Because Judd Bharat, he fell from his enlightened position on the bank of the Gandaki River because of his compassion for the body of a little helpless deer. So sometimes we think it's, you know, that compassion for the body is not really spiritual. He became a deer. He fully learned his lesson, absolutely learned his lesson. Now he's a completely enlightened state. So as he's walking, he sees some little ants on the road. He stops because he does not want to cause any harm to an ant. And he's really risking his life by doing it, because when he stopped, all the other carriers, they were still walking. They didn't even see the ants, nor did they care. They were just thinking about, you know, the king. When he stopped and everyone else kept going, the whole palanquin became disrupted. And the king was very much disturbed. He said, "What has happened?" And the other three palanquin carriers, they said, "He stopped. We're going, and he just stopped." The king chastised him with nasty words and told him, "Don't you do that again." And they walked. And another ant was crossing the road, and Jadbharat stopped. So here we find Jadbharat. He fell from his... He was distracted from his spiritual position when he was compassionate to the body of a deer. But now that he's fully aware, he's still compassionate to the body of the ants. The difference was not that he didn't have... He had the same compassion for the body in which the soul is residing. But the difference is he was fully connected with his own soul so that he could also recognize that it's the soul within the body that I'm really being compassionate for. And the body is a medium I must respect because God has given that soul this particular body. And of course, a little baby deer, almost anybody could really fall in love with a baby deer. you know, like a puppy dog, or for humans in society today. But who falls in love with the body of an ant? This was the extent of Bharat Maharaj's compassion. He would not disturb the body. He did not want to injure, what to speak, kill an ant. He gave that respect. Why? Because there's a child of God. There's a soul within the body of that ant. And we respect the soul through the medium of the body. When he did it again, the king was even more angry and threatened Jadbharat with punishment. And they walked along, and there was a lot of ants on the road that day. He stopped again. And at this point, the king went completely wild, threatening to punish, perhaps kill Bharat for his being so insensitive to the order of the king. It's interesting how Jadbharat, he was in full remembrance that just a few years before, he was the king of the world. Rahugana was just a local king. And he was the emperor. And now here he is, doing the most menial, humble service underneath the king carrying his palanquin. And for Bharat, he was seeing it off with spiritual perspective. It's not a matter of what service we're doing, it's a matter of the consciousness in which we do it. He performed his duty as a king so expertly, and now he's the most menial servant of a king. And he's thinking in terms of compassion, that this king is in such illusion. I'm willing to cause him disturbance to help him wake up from his illusion, but I'm not willing to injure an ant unnecessarily. At this point, the king was so angry. He, nasty, filthy words he was speaking toward Jat Bharat. The king's ego was so infuriated because here is this insignificant person wearing practically no clothes, living in the jungle, who he's given the service to carry him, is disobedient. Very consciously disobedient. when he was speaking these words and threatening punishment, at that point, Jat Bharat, for the first time in his life, revealed his knowledge, his wisdom, and his elevated state of consciousness. Not for prestige, not for social position, but simply to serve with compassion. And he said to the king, he said, "You are thinking that you're a king, and you are thinking that I am your palanquin carrier. But actually, we are not these bodies. We are not these roles. These are very temporary. In your next life, you may be the palanquin carrier, and I may be the king." And with what realization was Jat Bharat speaking? Because it was exactly what he experienced. And he spoke about the distinction between the body and the soul. When he spoke in this way, Rahugana Maharaj was so disarmed that a person who just seems to be an illiterate, ignorant dweller of the jungle is speaking the highest knowledge to him. The king came down from his chariot and put his head at the feet of his own carrier and understood what an offense he had made. Here is a great sage living in the forest, and I'm so abusive to him. The king profusely apologized and begged Jat Bharat to enlighten him in transcendental knowledge. And Bharat Maharaj spoke transcendental knowledge to the king. His teachings comprise several chapters in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Maharaj Rahugana, at a certain point, he asked questions because he couldn't really grasp the depth of what Jad Bharat was speaking. And he spoke essentially teachings that he had heard from his father, Rishabhdev, the avatar of Lord Vishnu. Essentially, in a very concise way, he spoke the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. And then the king asked him, "You are such an enlightened person. I accept you now as my guru, my spiritual master. Please tell me how you became like this." And Jad Bharat shared with the king his own journey. His own journey on the path of devotional service. He didn't just speak about this life, but he spoke about three lives and how they all brought him to the realization of how precious time is. He was living in the forest and living in so many antisocial ways just so he would not waste a moment, so that he could be completely, fully absorbed in remembering Krishna. Yet, he taught the king how to be a perfect king. He didn't teach that we should be like him in the sense of being avadutas. He taught us how to live in the world, how to perform our duties with the right priorities, with the right balance in our lives. And in this particular verse, which was the conclusion of his teachings to Maharaj Rahugana, he is emphasizing the importance of association. Because in association, we could keep the priorities to properly balance our lives. When he was living in the Himalayas, on the Gandaki River, today that same river is still there in Nepal, quite high in the Himalayan mountains. The Shalagram Shilas, these various beautiful manifestations of Lord Krishna, are coming from the Gandaki River. While he was there, he had his spiritual practice. He had his absorption. He was a bhakta. He loved Krishna. But he had no association. He was alone. And because of that lack of association, even in such an advanced state, he was distracted. This material nature, Maya, is very strong. Srila Prabhupada often would translate Maya as the illusory energy. And sometimes he would say Maya means that which is not. We are the soul, we are not the body. But when we recognize that, we honor and respect and utilize our body for the highest purpose. and we honor and respect the bodies of others who that the soul inhabits. But association is so important. Mahat Sevam Dwara Mahurvi Muktoyes. Rishabdev describes that by associating with great souls, by hearing from them, by serving them, we can always keep the goal of life alive within all the choices we make. Srila Rupa Goswami, he describes that of the 64, and Sanatana Goswami Mahaprabhu taught this, there are, of the 64 items of devotional service, five are most prominent. And among those five, one is associating with enlightened people, associating with devotees. And here, after all of these incredibly enlightening instructions to King Ruhugana, the conclusion of Jadbharat's teachings is the importance of association with devotees. What does it mean to associate with devotees? Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself who appears in the role of a devotee. And his eternal associates descend from this world. Lalita Sakhi came as Swarup Damodar Goswami. Vishaka Sakhi came as Ramananda Rai. Gadadhar Pandit Radharani came as him. And Lord Brahma came as Haridas Thakur. So many of the most exalted devotees appeared in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And at the very heart of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes is the example of how devotees associate with each other. By helping each other to keep Krishna as the focus of our life. At one time in Puri, the king, Prataparudra, he wanted to associate with Lord Chaitanya directly. But Lord Chaitanya, as a sannyasi at that time, would not associate directly with people of royalty. It was the example he was setting. And the king was yearning so deeply for the to personally serve the Lord that he decided sincerely and honestly that he would resign from his kingdom and become a mendicant if that's what was required to please the Lord. Nityananda Prabhu, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all these devotees, they saw that Prataparudra was a sincere devotee, and they did not want him to resign from being king. They made every possible arrangement to somehow or other convince the Lord to give him his association. And ultimately, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his most intimate association. It's a beautiful story. King Prataparudra assumed the role of a simple person to render simple service of massaging the feet and the legs of the Lord during a rest time of the Rath Yatra. and chanted beautiful songs of the gopis' prayers to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was so happy, he embraced him again and again. He bathed the king with his tears, and he blessed him in every way. Lord Chaitanya asked, "You are giving me such nectar. Who are you?" And the king was honest. He said, "I am the servant of the servant of your servants. And my only aspiration is to be the servant of the servant of your servants." And that was the honest truth of his heart. Lord Chaitanya revealed his divine form of Krishna to the king. And after that, Pratapa Rudra Maharaj, he went back and understood it's only due to the kindness, the love, and the mercy of the devotees that he was given that opportunity. And then he continued his role for many years in the future of being king. So all the devotees, they wanted him to continue his worldly responsibilities. They wanted him to keep his worldly possession, but to change his consciousness. And it's true, even as the king, when Jagannath would come to his chariot for the Rath Yatra, Pratapa Rudra Maharaj took a broom and swept the road. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased upon seeing this. Even though he's the royal king of all of Orissa, still, in his heart, he's feeling himself the servant of everyone. He achieved this position and sustained this position because he understood the art of how to associate with devotees. Such a profound lesson. And in one beautiful purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, the purpose of all the projects and all the temples that are being developed, is to give people the opportunity to associate with devotees. And to give devotees the opportunity to associate with each other. In the Mahaprakash Leela of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya gave benedictions to each and every devotee. On this particular day, Lord Chaitanya was revealing his supreme identity as the personality of Godhead. To Murari Gupta, he revealed his form of Lord Ram. To Kolavecha Sridhar, Haridas Thakur, he manifested his threefold bending form of Krishna. And in his form of the Supreme Godhead, he was asking every devotee, "Any benediction you like, I will bestow upon you." But he didn't say anything to Mukunda Datta. And all the devotees, even though all their benedictions, blessings, they had the darshan of the Lord who they worshipped in their heart of hearts, they all felt so sad that Mukunda Datta was suffering. he was not getting the Lord's mercy. And they were all crying, begging Lord Chaitanya, please, please bestow your kindness upon Mukunda Dutta. This is the way the association of devotees was. Everyone so much cared for each other. Bhakta Pujabhyadika. Krishna tells, when you serve devotees with care, with love, that gives me more happiness than when you serve me directly. We need to create an environment where, in whatever situation the world may be in, we inspire one another to find shelter of Krishna in that situation. Just yesterday, perhaps in India it was the day before, one of our very, very dear beloved devotees, Bamsidhar Prabhu, passed from this world. He was one of the leaders of Radha Gopinath Temple in many ways, great inspirational devotee in every way, enthusiastic. He loved to share Krishna. When his beloved wife, Janava Priya Devi, had cancer, he was right there for her constantly. And some time ago, he had a stroke. And he was in the hospital in critical condition for some time. He improved. And he went home. And it was just a week or so ago I spoke to him, and we spoke together, Janava Priya Devi, Bamsidhar Prabhu, and myself, and he could speak quite fluently. He was just expressing nothing but gratitude. He was expressing how grateful he was for the stroke, because he could appreciate the love and kindness of the devotees more than he ever could before. Of course, he always did. But how devotees were there for him when he was in the hospital, when he came out of the hospital, he felt so much of the love of the devotees. That amount of gratitude, that amount of appreciation, that amount of love that he was experiencing was, for him, going through a stroke was just a small price for that realization. And he told me that, I've already contacted my office, I'm resigning, I know how precious time is. I just want to give my full 100% energy for whatever time I have to live. I want to give it to serving the devotees and serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. And that's the only thing I'm going to do, as long as Krishna gives me to live. And he was speaking with such emotion and such realization, because of his appreciation of the devotees and the devotee service attitude toward him, his life was transformed in such a way that he surrendered everything. He took complete shelter. And the whole time he was speaking, all he could do in his discussion with me was just glorify one devotee after another after another. And suddenly, a few days ago, he had a health crisis. And with devotees, his beloved wife, Janavi Priya Devi, who I just give my heartfelt gratitude to her, she was right there at his side chanting for him when he passed from the world. And what a state of consciousness, what a realization of love he had just prior to his departure from this world. So on one hand, it's heartbreaking to lose the association of such a great devotee. At the same time, death comes to all of us, and it could come at any moment. And how precious a soul can be in such a state of taking shelter of Krishna, gratitude toward Krishna's devotees at the time of departure. Sukadev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj that better to have one moment of full consciousness than a long, long life simply wasted in distraction. Coming in the near future, there will be a memorial service for Vamsidhar Prabhu. To feel our loss for him, and also to celebrate the glory of his life. But one of the reasons I'm sharing these thoughts with you today is because I'm just so overwhelmed with gratitude that there is a community of devotees who are helping each other in this way. During sunny times and during stormy times, to be there for each other. That's what a society for Krishna consciousness is. Sankirtan is the movement where together we're glorifying Krishna. And it doesn't only mean when we're on the streets or in the temple having kirtan together, singing and dancing. But the idea of Sankirtan, that's the heart of it, to chant our japa, to have kirtan with devotees. That's the heart of it, because that's where that infusion, that's where that charging of our hearts and our direction in life is established. But then how we treat each other and how we live our lives and how we perform our duties, perhaps as mothers or fathers, or in the workplace, the consciousness that is Sankirtan. So today I am appreciating our community of devotees for being so much there for each other. Body, mind, and soul. In many ways, Vamsidhar, when his body was in a desperate situation of breaking down that's when devotees really, that's when he could recognize devotees were coming together so much to help his body to recover, you know, through the medical ways they were trying to help at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, through their kirtan, and when he got better through the special diets they were given, in so many ways they were trying. His bodily condition gave him the full recognition of how much devotees loved him to serve him. And it was all connected with enlightenment, with keeping his soul close to Krishna. And I thank all of you. I thank all of you. Not only the physical services that we do, but the well-wishing prayers we have for each other. This is what will empower us individually and collectively to give pleasure to Srila Prabhupada and to Krishna. Maharaj Bharat, who was the king of the world, when he was in his role of Judd Bharat, it's the only time we know of in his life where he actually spoke his realizations. And the culmination was the importance of association with devotees. And after he spoke these words, he went back into the forest. And beyond that, there's really very little that's spoken about him. Is there any questions anyone would like to ask, or would anyone like to make any comments? I see some of my god brothers and god sisters here. I'm seeing Jai Shri Devi, Mandakini Devi, and I don't know who else, but would either of you like to please speak some words of wisdom to enlighten this wonderful assembly? I'm also seeing Kamagiri Devi. start with Jayashri, please unmute and speak. Okay, Mandakini Devi, are you still there?
Yes, yeah. Just one sec. Okay. Hare Krishna, Maharaj, Hare Krishna, dear wonderful Vaishnava family. It is just such a grace to be online with all of you and to hear Maharaj. It is mitigating the separation we feel from our wonderful Kartik Yatra. Mm-hmm. Disactivate the sound. I don't know. Can you hear?
We can hear.
Oh, Hare Krishna. I'm sorry. the internet is not really good. I'm in Siberia right now. I wanted to thank you immensely. It's just a grace to be with the family. And although we cannot see all of us face to face in the great joy of the Kartik Yatra, but we pray that soon Lord Krishna will allow us to meet again at the Yatra.
Thank you very much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, it's anymore.
We are so grateful, honored, and blessed that you are with us. Kamagiri Devi, Mataji, would you like to speak something? Hari Hari. We cannot hear. Why don't you all have kirtan, and I will be returning in about 1 minute.
Hare Krishna. So all the devotees at MGCC temple, could you please have kirtan, and after Maharaj comes, we may also request him to lead. But Radhesham Prabhu, are you there? Is anyone else there taking charge of the kirtan? Please begin kirtan.
Hare Krishna. Tridas Prabhu, I am seeing you. Would you like to speak something?
Okay,
in a moment.
I don't use the microphone, then I can't do.
Se non ha funzionato. Hare Bol Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
I don't know if you can hear me. Okay. My humble obeisances to you, and we hope we're simultaneously there's a Live to Give World Sankirtan end of marathon meeting going on right now online as well with Vaisheshika Prabhu and all of the devotees from many countries around the world and Africa and Europe and America and everything. So I slipped away to follow that meeting because they invited me to that meeting. So it's actually very inspiring. In England, I think they distributed over 14,000 Bhagavad Gitas in England. It's a 3-month campaign. We were a little short. We didn't do very much here in Italy. We tried our best. That's because we're missing your association, Maharaj.
Yeah.
The devotees need, because most of the book distributors, they're all your disciples, so they're missing your association. to become inspired to increase. And we are also missing your association after such a long time. I know it's the same as you explained the other time, and it's the same by hearing and seeing you on this Zoom call, but it's the same and not the same. It's almost the same, but not quite. So, actually, I guess it brings us to appreciate more the association of great devotees. I think the original verse that you wrote about, there was mention of the importance of giving up the association of non-devotees and seeking the association of devotees. So that was so important for Maharaj Bharat, because he associated with the deer and then has fell back in his progress. So I think everyone needs the association, and they are understanding how valuable it is when it's far away, when it's not so easily available, association of advanced devotees. So that's our prayer and our hope, that we'll once again be able to have your association. I'm sure there in Radha Gopinath Mandir, there must be hankering much more than us, because they were so used to having your association all the time, regularly, months at a time, and now it's been 2 years. So I think at Krishna, sometimes you may arrange these things. I mean, there's many reasons, of course, but things can see that to increase our feeling of separation, increase our desire to understand how valuable it is, the association of advanced devotees. And I pray that we all can increase our desire to have the association of advanced devotees, and that we become ourselves advanced devotees, so that we can give association to others as well. Because there's so much need in the world. There's so many people coming forward, so many nice people coming. We're having our college program now. It's going very well. It's a little restricted with the COVID, but still many nice young people are starting to come, starting to chant, starting to read Bhagavad Gita. A whole group of new people are coming. And we pray to you that it will inspire these devotees to increase. They're all your disciple or aspiring disciples who are doing the program. And they're very much, I told them, this is your program. This is your specialty. This is what you, a special personal feeling for this program of preaching to college students. So they're very inspired by that you did the same thing in America and India. So they're very happy to follow in your footsteps, and Krishna's immediately reciprocating by sending so many nice, interested young people. But of course, if you can, once you can come, that'll make a big, and so many of them can make that.
You can come also on Zoom.
If we can arrange a program with them, I think that would help them make that big push, big step. Thank you. Haribol.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. I am seeing Manju Ali Devi. Would you like to speak something? You're muted.
I'm unmuted. Oh, please accept my humble obeisances, Maharaj. And it's so wonderful to hear you today and to have your association online. It has been such a long time. And actually, the themes you spoke today were really really nutshells of how, you know, the importance of a daily practice, of taking our spiritual practice seriously every day. And that is the reason, you know, after 50 years I'm still here, is because of Srila Prabhupada teaching us that our japa and our morning programs, wherever we are in the world, is just the bedrock of helping us to actually go the length and go the way. And also, it was really wonderful that you were speaking about association, and, you know, we help each other so much by just having that association, the moments of time. And a couple of weeks ago, I had one of your disciples here, Radha Govinda, and his new wife, Vrindavani. And they came, and I got to cook for them and look after them and tell them Prabhupada stories. And we were speaking about your good self as well, and how, you know, and it's just having that infectious, by association, it ignites in our own hearts and reminds us of how Srila Prabhupada, when he was present on the planet, how, you know, he gave his association by coming up to all these temples and going around the world so many times. But also he gives his association by the books as well and by his lectures. So anyway, it was really a wonderful reminder that association is so, so important. And actually, it was wonderful to hear your story about gratitude as well, and how your dear devotee who just passed away, how, you know, at the bed, right, you know, at his last times, how he found that the gift of gratitude, and that, you know, we have so much to be grateful for in association, spiritual practice, our service to our deities, the holy books, so many, you know, and a human life. And not to waste it, and to take our spiritual practice, each day as a gift and an opportunity to come closer to Krishna. So Maharaj, thank you so much for inspiring us and for engaging us in a little bit of service. And we can't wait, as the Prabhu just said, we can't wait for you to come back to England, because it's been too long. But actually, all glories to Zoom, because we have, by the gift of Zoom, Krishna has, it's like a mystic power, you know, that we can have association. So thank you, and please accept my humble obeisances, and thank you for your prayer. Thank you, devotees.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for your wonderful words of wisdom. Would anyone like to speak something or ask any questions? Am I supposed to call on people?
Oh, Maharaj, what we will do is, we have on our screen devotees who have raised their hands, and I would invite them one by one, and they can ask the question, and we'll see how much time we have. So we have a few hands up. And we'll see that we'll try to accommodate as many as possible, depending upon Maharaj's availability. So, I'm just going by the timestamp order. Jaideep Prabhu, could you please unmute yourself and ask the question?
Hare Krishna Sangrand Prabhuji, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances, and thank you so much for your a wonderful darshan, and again enlightening us once again with the wisdom. Maharaj, like in today's class, if we see, like, one of the Vaishnava quality that was discussed was compassion. And we have heard like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, like they have been compassionate to the most fallen, that was Jagai and Madai. And here we see Bharat Maharaj as Jad Bharat. He was compassionate towards the king, Raghunath, Raghunaga, but he thought to skip the thieves and not enlighten them, who was kidnapping them. So Maharaj, how do we reconcile these two aspects? And Maharaj, if you permit, I've got another question, Maharaj. Like, for a person whose heart is not very matured and very hard as of now, so how can he cultivate or sow the seed of gratitude in his heart so that he starts becoming, or at least walk the path of becoming a Vaishnava one day, Maharaj? So if you may please help me with this queries, Maharaj.
As far as the Krishna, Krishna reveals so many truths through his great devotees. And when those dacoits kidnapped Jad Bharat with the desire to kill him for their own material purposes, you know, obviously he was an enlightened soul, and if he felt they were receptive to hear his words, he would have spoken to them. But he didn't want to waste his time. They were, you know, they were not receptive. Maharaj Rahugana, actually, at a certain point, he was receptive. Even Jad Bharat, he waited till the perfect opportune time to speak to him. Again, Jad Bharat would not waste a moment. He just would not waste a moment. You know, he spoke to the king when he understood that he was receptive to be spoken to. And as far as cultivating gratitude, by reading about, by hearing about, by associating with people who have that gratitude. In my own life, just seeing the nature of the gratitude of the devotees of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in the history of our Vaishnavacharyas, it establishes the prominence of this quality to be cultivated. And if we want something, then we will accept what it, then we will cultivate that. Srila Prabhupada explained that if you're not feeling enthusiastic, act enthusiastic. And that will show Krishna that you want it. And then ultimately Krishna gives us the realization of enthusiasm. And similarly, even if we're not feeling grateful, we should speak gratefully and act gratefully and pray for that gratitude. And when Krishna sees that we really want it and we're willing to perform austerities for it, then Krishna will give us that gratitude. Ultimately, all Vaishnava qualities, in a real sense, are gifts of Krishna. And according to how we want it, and according to how much we're willing to cultivate those qualities, Krishna gives us those qualities. And as Manjuali Devi so wonderfully explained, her own morning program every day of, you know, Mangalarti and chanting, japa, and eagerness to serve devotees. You know, by sincerely performing our sadhana and our seva in this way, we are expressing to Krishna how much we want to find shelter in his mercy. And accordingly, Krishna will give us those. Krishna will bestow that mercy upon us. Don't think any of these qualities are just cheap. Don't take anything for granted. To be grateful to a devotee is a very exalted state of consciousness. And speak gratefully, act gratefully, and Radharani and Krishna will give you true gratitude. Jai Shri Devi, your hand is raised. Somehow you have to unmute so we can hear you. Can someone unmute Jai Shri Devi?
Yeah.
You are.
Yay! Hey, Bo, can you hear me?
We can hear you. So nice. Thank you.
I tried to unmute about 50 times, but it wouldn't let me. How are you, Maharaj? So nice to see you.
Happy to see you after a long, long time, so many years.
I know. Everyone's telling you you should go there, but don't forget New Vrindavan. We miss you very much. Sometime, please come.
I am longing and praying to be with all of you at New Vrindavan again. Thank you.
You know, one time when I was a Brahmacharini, I read a letter by Srila Prabhupada. And in that he was talking about a temple president and a head pujari, that they had left Krishna consciousness and nobody could figure out why. You know, it's like they were there doing great service, and all of a sudden they were gone. And Prabhupada said that Krishna took away their desire because of their offenses to devotees. And he said one was offensive to children, the children, and he said one was offensive to the women. And because of those offenses, they thought they were leaving Krishna consciousness, but Krishna actually took their desire for service away. So, in line with what you're talking about for the association of devotees, it's such an important part of our life to honor and to serve and take care of the devotees, because we don't realize a lot of what we think is our Krishna consciousness is actually the association of other devotees and their Krishna consciousness. And that's what's holding us up very often. So, anyway, thank you for the wonderful class. It's always, the more we hear from more realized devotees, it just so much enriches our life and our own understanding. But thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you. Everything I was trying to say, you just said it so perfectly.
Krishna, glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Would you like to take one more question, Maharaj?
I am seeing Radharani Leela and Ramayani Tai Prabhu. Would you like to say something, please?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Please accept our humble obeisances. It's so wonderful to see you. It's so wonderful to get to be in your class. Thank you so much for your wonderful association.
Hare Krishna.
My question, I really appreciated just the theme of compassion that you spoke about in today's lecture. And this line that you said that spiritual progress is measured based on how our compassion is not selective. And that was kind of after you had introduced the story of Bharat Maharaj and how he, you know, he saw Krishna in the heart of the deer. And so he felt inspired to take care of the baby deer. And how, you know, I was hearing you say how to have full compassion is to have compassion for the body, mind, and soul, and how sometimes we can lose sight of the needs of the soul for ourselves, and then therefore we can't give that to others, and we can't offer true compassion. And so in the spirit of service to others, we want to try to cultivate our own sadhana, our own spiritual practice and connection to Krishna. And I guess part of my question is, I just find that, how can we take steps towards coming to the point where our compassion is not selective for others? You know, I feel like there's potentially a process, and we definitely need to immerse ourselves in cultivating our sadhana in order to recognize the needs of the soul, so that the compassion that we are offering is full compassion or true compassion. But and maybe that will help us to have non-selective compassion. But where I'm at right now is I try to be compassionate, I try to be of service, but my compassion is very selective. And I can struggle when there's interpersonal conflict or when my personality clashes with another devotee's personality, and I don't want to commit offenses. And I truly do want to be of service and have non-selective compassion. And so how do I get to the point of seeing Krishna in everyone's heart so that I can have non-selective and true compassion for them?
Srila Prabhupada gave us his books to give us the knowledge by which we understand how to utilize our time. We understand what we should desire and how we can cultivate those desires. You know, because of the wonderful association that you have had, and because you're so pleasing to Krishna, just because of who you are, Krishna is giving you this burning desire to be more compassionate and deeply compassionate. And, as Jai Shri Devi was just explaining to us, quoting Srila Prabhupada, that Krishna can take away our desire for Krishna consciousness, and Krishna can give us more and more desire for Krishna consciousness. It's based on our desire and how we're willing to cultivate those desires. You know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, teaches us so much in his wonderful books, the process of cultivating Krishna consciousness. And very much a part of it is how to be a servant, how to be a servant of a servant in the association of devotees, and how to not make offenses. And if we do that, and we really value humility, and we really desire genuine humility, then more and more Krishna will give us that humility. If we really truly desire love for Krishna, then we will do what's required to achieve love for Krishna, and Krishna will give us that love for Krishna. So, in answer to your question, you answered it yourself in the question, just by your longing for that deeper compassion. That's the process by which we get that compassion. That we prioritize it, we want it, and we're willing to pay the price for it, by which Krishna will take our desire seriously. When Krishna takes our desire seriously, then he responds. And usually what he does is he tests us to see how serious we really are.
Yes.
If we maintain the process, you know, through our interactions with others, through our own spiritual practice, if we maintain the process by which we cultivate that virtue, even when it's very, very difficult, then Krishna takes us seriously.
Mm.
So when there are setbacks, whether it's in our own mind or whether it's in the people around us or the circumstances, we can take that in a positive way, that this is Krishna testing how much I really desire to be Krishna conscious. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think we should end here. Radhe Shyam Prabhu, would you like to say something? I see a golden hand raised. If someone can unmute Radhe Shyam Prabhu.
I am unmuted. Hare Krishna. Humble business, your lotus feet, Maharaj. Maharaj, you made a very interesting and very important point in your class today. You said that Bharat Maharaj was compassionate, but after he became alert and attentive in spiritual life as Yada Bharata, not that he left his quality of compassion. That was a highlight point for me, that compassion is not condemned in the scriptures. Rather, it has to be carefully applied from a spiritual outlook and not from a mundane outlook. And he continued to be compassionate to the ants. He was not afraid of being compassionate just because he got entangled once. So that was a very interesting point, Maharaj. How Vaishnava is by nature compassionate, and he sees everything on a spiritual platform. I remember you once talking beautifully on Ranti Dev. Ranti Dev's compassion for the living entities was also spiritual. It's not mundane. So it was very nice, Maharaj, hearing you after a long time. We all actually were about to have you in Govardhanapur village in India. You were about to come. But just within 3-4 days before your coming, they announced that again the Omicron is out, and you will be postponing your trip. So it was a bad news for us. We thought, why not this Omicron come after Maharaj reaches Govardhanapur village? We're thinking like that. So Gaurang Prabhu told us that Maharaj has postponed this trip. So it's a big loss, Maharaj. Again, we are missing you. We are hoping that things will be better and you'll be back with us in India. Thank you. Thank you for the very enlightening, wonderful lecture, Maharaj. Actually, it was hearing you was as if you were present in Chaupati temple, sitting on Jasasana and speaking. It was just like that. It was so real. We didn't feel... you are so far away from us. We felt very near, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your ever well-wishing encouragement upon all of us, Radhe Shyam Prabhu. Thank you. Shall we have kirtan now? If Radhe Shyam Prabhu and your temple is... Radha Vrindavan Chandra Temple, are you at now? If you can respond to the kirtan.
Radhesham Prabhu is in Hyderabad, and there are devotees in Pune who are also ready with the kirtan.
Okay, Shamananda Prabhu, you can orchestrate how everything will be done.
All right. So I would like to request the NVCC devotees. They can. Maharaj, you would like to lead kirtan?
If you desire, I can do.
Very much.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Swami Niti Namine
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatharine
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatharine
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada,
Prabhupada.
Nithai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol
Hari Bol Hari Bol
Nithai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol
Hari Bol Hari Bol
Hari Bol
Nithai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Ram Sankirtan Ki Param Puja Radhana Swami Maharaj Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Samavet Bhakta Vrinda Ki
Vamsa Kalpa Karubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Pajita Nam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki
Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. And a big thank you to all the devotees for participating. We hope that we will have many such programs, and we will be notifying you about the next one. Hare Krishna.